We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And then it'll be the Community Coffee Saints Coaches Show. Mike also will be the host, and his guest tonight will be Saints head coach Dennis Allen and running backs coach Joel Thomas. And in Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870, Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Indianapolis Colts. Come join WWL for Children's Hospital's Holiday Parade Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. in downtown New Orleans. It's going to be fantastic. Over 20 custom-designed floats, oversized toy soldiers, a 30-foot Santa, marching bands, plus for the first time, Bobby likes this part, high-flying balloons. Bring the family to Children's Hospital's New Orleans Holiday Parade, Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. downtown, followed by a holiday concert, Village Experience from 1 to 3 in Lafayette Square. All brought to you by the Downtown Developmental District. Celebrate the season with WWL. Every Monday night he's with us. Other than last week, we had the big boss here, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
I told John that I got permission from you so he could sit in last week, but want to thank John for coming in with us last week.
The Godfather. And
Godfather himself. So how was a few days off?
Oh, it was good. It took a whole week, man. It was wonderful. A nice Thanksgiving with family, and so it was good. Good
that,
time.
So Dave, awesome. What you said with family, where was that? Back in
That was at Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Corpus Christi.
Yeah, man, Corpus Christi.
You know what? I had an uncle. My great uncle lived in Aransas Pass. He left the bayou.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He left in the bayou, and it turned out to be a shrimper that was on the bayou. My uncle Alan Petrie, my grandma's brother, and moved to Aransas Pass, which is right by Corpus Christi.
They're exactly right, man. And that's it's spectacular speckled trout and redfish, and it's just a lot like here too.
Got some good fishing around
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Dave, tell everybody what you got rolling up. Man, December right around the corner. Got a lot of things happening in the month of December here at the Silver
Slipper. We do. We had Dottie from Slidell won the $25,000 here on this stage.
How shocking. Slidell won it.
She's
but,
a good
hey, – congratulations,
keep
Dottie.
Keep coming.
Congratulations,
keep
honey.
Keep them coming.
And we have another one of our win that. The final drawing for $25,000 is going to be New Year's Eve on December 31st, which is going to be a Saturday. And we have New Year's Eve. We have a Blue White Soul Review back from home. Back here again, man.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Big horn band. It'll be their third New Year's Eve in a row.
Yeah, where's that Blue Eyed Soul? Where they grew up at?
They're all from the bayou,
yeah,
man.
I know. That's why I'm asking. I knew the answer.
The band leader I've known forever, and he was they used to back up Percy Sledge for about 25 years,
yeah,
man. So,
sure
but yeah, Mike Weiss is his name.
Mike,
and,
yeah.
So it's always a great time. So it's going to be a great December, and of course, going to have a big spread for Christmas Day in the buffet, and also on New Year's Day.
And, you know, Dave, do you think we got a little, too full and full of ourselves, a little fat happy, so to speak, post-Thanksgiving? I mean, what happened, this might have been one of the worst. Now, good for Tulane. Tulane took care of business.
Thank God for Tulane.
Between the LSU Fighting Tigers and the Saints, boy, it was
man.
Definitely nothing to write home about.
No, I mean, and they were what the bookies had them at two touchdown favorites, LSU. So you never know what's going to happen now.
And Texas A&M is talented.
They
played two good games all year. They took Alabama to the final play, and they beat LSU. other than that, everything else was a wash. And now, if my count is right, since the LSU loss, they've had four guys jump into the portal.
Wow.
Just think of that.
Oh, yeah. But Mike, that's
we're getting out of here. We're getting out.
That's going to be a different animal now when you look at the transfer portal going forward. It's like, I mean, it's a college version of free agency.
That's what it is.
What it is. I mean, it's like, oh, they're here, then they're gone.
Now, I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but the whole scenario with LSU playing Tulane in the Cotton Bowl. If Tulane wins and LSU loses, there's a chance they'll play each other in the Cotton Bowl.
So say it again, dude.
If LSU loses and Tulane wins, Tulane's going to go to the Cotton Bowl. And they're talking about it this weekend that there's a chance LSU could play Tulane in the Cotton Bowl.
I think LSU may go to the Citrus Bowl.
Well,
I would rather see Tulane versus LSU.
That would be something else, man. That's old school. Because when I was at LSU.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we grew up with that.
Yeah, I was at LSU in the early 80s, that's when Tulane won 79, 80, and 81.
Okay, you can't be hating on Tulane. To me, Tulane takes care of business against Central Florida, going to the Cotton Bowl. That makes sense. That's piques your interest. LSU Tulane versus going to Citrus Bowl. LSU and Illinois or Purdue?
Versus Purdue.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather LSU play Tulane. Come on.
In Dallas.
If you're not in the postseason as far as the playoffs, no, that would be a much, better game to me from a local interest and just pique everyone's interest around here, LSU and Tulane versus LSU, Illinois, or Purdue.
And what's going to be intriguing is how the 52 pickup now is going to affect the Sugar Bowl. Because if TCU and USC wins, okay, you know Georgia's getting in. You know Michigan's getting in. If TCU wins, USC wins.
Oh, they're in.
You got your Final Four.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay?
Without a doubt.
And would Alabama come to the Sugar?
So I would rather Alabama come to the Sugar. Listen, not that we don't want LSU in New Orleans, but I want the tourists here. I want that outside money coming to New Orleans. I mean, it's in our backyard. I just think it's better for New Orleans if a team like Alabama versus LSU.
As long as Alabama behaves themselves in the French Quarter.
Well, you don't have to worry about them.
Remember
So where did that come from?
Remember that? That's the that was that terrible thing where the kid got arrested. Remember that at the White Castle.
Oh, the White Castle hammer?
Yeah. It's a long story.
Yeah.
Google
it. Is that White Castle or Crystal? Wasn't it Crystal? Yeah, Crystal White Castle. Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. Dave, everybody asks about the smokeless fire pit, man, because they say, man, they're still giving that away.
Oh, yeah,
all the way
through the end of December, the Solo Stove smokeless fire pit, man, they are super popular, you know, in be glad to make the s'mores with them. And people were taking them. It's a $100 free pay option, but probably 80% of the people are taking the fire pit, young and old.
I know last week the lady who won, she was no question. My wife was here, and she said when they gave them the option, the deal was, no, give me that fire pit.
Yeah.
And she rolled out of here fast with that pit. Dave, tell everybody to best buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast right here. Also, the steakhouse.
Yeah, but number one steakhouse on the Gulf Coast and voted number one steakhouse in New Orleans. And, well, one of those.
Hello.
I know, man. But, you know, we got the football squares every Monday night through, I think, the first week of January. And, of course, we'll have the football boards out for the Super Bowl.
And how easy it is to win Joey Vinings right in front of us. He won a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, a caveman could do it.
They had to take his buffet plate away because he came running out of there with it. But it was all good.
So Dave, do you still see a glimmer of hope or light at the end of the tunnel a little bit? That the Saints, because we're going to be here next Tuesday night because they have a Monday night game at Tampa. So do you think it's like I'm going to wait and see what happens in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game? Because if we don't take care of business, it could be good night, Irene.
It could be good night. And do we even have a first-round pick if we do come?
Unless Peyton gets traded, it would be no.
Exactly.
We want Coach Peyton. We want to get compensation for him. We want him to go coach somewhere else. So we get something back for him. So.
No, I sent this text to Colin. I said, keep having him on Monday night. On Monday afternoons, to do the deal? Because he does a good job with college.
Yeah, yeah,
breaking
yeah.
down the
yeah.
NFL and everything. Because, man, it's given him all that exposure. And the more you get, the more the compensation might come to you. And there, I think it's going to come down between Arizona Cardinals and the L.A. Chargers. Remember where Sean grew up. And he was a ball boy for the old St. Louis Cardinals who used to train at Eastern Illinois where Sean went to college. And so he knows the family of the Bidwells. And I'm just telling you,
a
lot of people, he would never go to Arizona. Don't ever say never.
The only thing I would tell you is this, is that you get paid, if you get paid $20 million a year as a coach, you could coach in Siberia. I mean, I can go anywhere, you know. But
Sean wouldn't be crazy about Siberia.
Yeah, no, he wants his cake and eat it too. I want the ultimate environment, and then I want to be well compensated. But to me, Kyler Murray can't hold Justin Herbert's job.
I agree there.
If I'm Sean, I want to be with the L.A. Chargers way more than the Arizona Cardinals.
I agree.
Because I do not trust Kyler Murray.
And we'll see which one of those owners, and neither one of them would be in the top 25 as far as, if you want to say, financial stakes in the NFL.
Well, they're billionaires. But they can be cheap.
But they also had a reputation of being I guess you want to call it cheap, but frugal.
That's a better word.
In their ways. So, Dave, thanks so much for joining
us. Come on down to the
Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.